This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gantley. While production of certain types of produce is seasonal, demand does not stop when the growing season ends. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire may have taken a step toward a solution to that dilemma. In a study, they successfully grew bulbing onions planted in fall for a spring harvest with the aid of what they call low tunnels. Becky Seidman is a researcher with the New Hampshire Agricultural Experiment Station, and she joins us now to talk about those findings. Good morning.
Good morning.
Becky, why this study?
Well, a lot of farmers are interested in expanding their winter production and winter sales of vegetable crops as interest in local harvest is increasing, interest in local foods. And I work with the UNH Cooperative Extension, and through my travels and speaking with farmers, a lot of them were interested in different ways to extend the growing season, and this is one of the crops that some growers had been sort of experimenting with. So we saw a need to do a little bit of work.
Let's explain what low tunnels are.
So low tunnels are actually something that home gardeners might be sort of familiar with. They're sort of like miniature greenhouses. They're not unlike cold frames. They're small structures. Ours are about 4 feet tall, made of little bent hoops. You can crawl in them, but mostly people don't. They're a way to protect crops into the fall and into the winter. They don't have any supplemental heat or anything like that in there.
What does this mean? What are the implications?
So one of the crops that we have looked at is, as you said, onions. And normally in the Northeast, onions are planted in April or May, and they're harvested not until late July or August. What we looked at was planting them in the fall, September or October, protecting them over the winter, and then harvesting them in pretty early summer, late spring. So we were able to harvest mature, beautiful onions in May. So what this means is that farmers that have very early farmers markets have something very nice to sell to sort of expand their offerings in early in the season.
So we could see some farmers markets with much more local produce in springtime, say, than we do now.
That's right. Yep, that would be the idea.
What other produce do you see that might benefit from this, that might work this way?
Well, farmers are experimenting. They're sort of pushing the envelope always in this area, and we see success under low tunnels with very hardy crops like spinach, Swiss chard, brassica greens, kale, and so forth. So there's a lot of possibilities there. We do this work for mostly commercial growers, which is who I work with primarily. But I think one of the things that's most appealing about this project is that this is very low technology devices. Home gardeners could use these as well. So this really isn't just for farmers. It's also something that gardeners could use.
Becky Seidman is a researcher with the New Hampshire Agricultural Experiment Station. She joined us to talk about this new study, these new findings. Thank you very much.
Thank you.